So, Rick, since the end of the Cold War, the dismantling of the Warsaw Pact, did NATO go through any kind of a revisioning process? And was there either internal or external vision applied to NATO to bring it to its current status and role?
Yeah, certainly there was. There is a question about, you know, how much of this is exoteric and how much is esoteric. In other words, what they formally say in documents, particularly in what's called the strategic concept. One was adopted in 1999 during the Washington Summit, the 50th anniversary summit of NATO, which was remarkable in three ways, incidentally. It was the half-century jubilee. It was held in the United States for the first time, a NATO summit. It was held to formally integrate the first three former Warsaw Pact nations as full members of NATO, Poland, the Czech Republic, and Hungary, and it was conducted while NATO was waging its first full-scale war against Yugoslavia, 78-day bombing campaign. So the strategic concept adopted in 1999 at the Washington Summit already envisioned and formalized the expansion of NATO outside of the area of its member states, you know, by attacking Yugoslavia, which had never been a member of NATO, of course. Similarly, the 21st century strategic concept adopted at the Lisbon summit of NATO in November of last year comes closer to identifying an almost breathtaking array of self-identified causes for which NATO can intervene around the world, as well as all but unveiling it as a global military, you know, with its with the NATO rapid a response force and so forth, as a global military strike force. And it certainly lived up to that. I mean, no sooner, 4 months after the NATO summit, NATO takes over its first war in Africa against Libya, Operation Unified Protector, and its third war in three continents. And this is, again, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.